Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Our guest on Local Focus this morning via telephone is Bessie Bright with our local Doe's Association. Bessie, you've got your annual craft fair coming up, don't you?
Yes, we have, and we did not get to have it in the springtime, but we are going on with it this weekend.
Fantastic. We know the holidays are approaching when we have our Doe's craft sale. So tell us about the craft. Tell us about the sale, Bessie.
Okay, we will have it Friday and Saturday, 10 to 4, at the Elks Club. It's going to be in the Grand Hall. That's the big room in the back. And the interesting thing is when we put the notice out to the crafters that we're going to have the craft fair to sign up, she had slots for 16 and we had 18 sign up.
So oh, wow.
And that was all in the first day, so people were ready to get out.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to know. And talk to us about the dollars that are raised for this craft fair. What does that help with the Doe's?
Okay, it will go to the Doe's charities. And right now we're working with the Christmas charity where we take the Elks Club takes about 130 names and they buy for the children between 3 and 14. So we take the newborns up to 3 and then we take the 14 to 18-year-olds. And buy something for them. And then we also have a scholarship at Blue Ridge Community College that we give to a working mother who wants to go back to school and further her education.
Wow, that's great. We're going to get back to the craft sale here in just a second, Bessie, but talk to us about the Doe's. Talk to us about that organization.
Okay, we are a benevolent, patriotic organization. We are a part of the Elks Club. Or the Elks Lodge, and it's doing benevolent things. We collect glasses for the Lions Club. We collect hearing aids. We do a lot of charity work. Like I said, the scholarships we do.
Yeah.
We try to help each other if we need to. Any need in the community, we will pitch in and help. We've worked with Special Olympics, the HARP Fund, and just you name it, the Doe's is there to help with it.
Yeah, always doing really great work in our community, so we appreciate that. So once again, the craft sale is coming up this weekend. Talk to us about the specifics of the craft sale. Where and when?
Okay, it will be at the Grand Hall in the Elks Lodge, and that's on Justice Street between. Just off the 6th Avenue, 6th mm-hmm. Avenue and Justice Street. If you get there and turn the corner, you're going to see the Elks Club. And it's Elks Lodge 1616. We'll be in the Grand Hall. That's the big hall in the back.
Yep.
All the social distancing has been set up. The girls are going in Thursday night to re-clean the hall as if it wasn't already spotless. And please wear your mask.
Yep. Yep.
And we have all local crafters. There's nobody in from anywhere. There's nothing made in China. It's all made locally here in Henderson County.
Can you give us a hint at some of the crafts we will find this weekend?
We will find jewelry, of course, lots of wreaths, wall hangings. There's one girl makes the most delightful tea towels I've ever seen. And I'm trying to think what else. Probably jams and jellies and Christmas trees, anything for Christmas you will find there.
Fantastic.
A lot of crocheted and knitted items also.
And is it both Saturday and Sunday?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Okay, and the hours for the craft sale, Friday and Saturday?
10 to 4.
10 to 4, and it'll be at the Elks Lodge right here in Henderson.
At the Elks Lodge, and we will have a bake sale. They're
Ooh.
All home-baked goods. Individually wrapped, and we'll have a couple of raffles. I think there'll be a 50-50 raffle each day, and then Sandra Walker has put together a Taste of Henderson County basket, and I think she has 14 items from just the apple growers. So this is going to be a fantastic basket.
Absolutely it is. All right, so it's the Doe's Craft Sale this coming Friday and Saturday at the Elks Lodge here in Hendersonville, 10 to 4 both days, right?
That's correct. correct.
Wear your mask, and there will be social distancing measures taking place, and you can get some good local stuff for gift giving this holiday season.
Come do your Christmas shopping. A lot of good ideas.
All right. Bessie, thank you so much. Thanks for connecting with us this morning, and thanks for the work that you do with the Does. I mean, that's just part of what you do, Bessie. You do so much for the community, and this is just one aspect of it. So thank you so much.
Thank you for letting us come on.
Absolutely. Once again, folks, the Does craft sale this coming Friday and Saturday at the Elks Lodge here in Hendersonville, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. Bring a mask, bring some money, and get your holiday shopping done.